Two words come to mind when thinking about Washington this week: turmoil and stalemate. Congressman Tom DeLay announced his resignation, a major immigration bill stalled, and new information came to light about White House leaks. To parse it out, we called in John Mercurio, senior editor of The Hotline, the National Journal's daily briefing on politics. We begin our conversation with a revelation about the role of the White House in leaking previously classified information. According to court documents filed Wednesday, Louis Libby, Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, testified he was authorized to disclose classified pre-Iraq war intelligence to reporters. President Bush has full legal authority to declassify such information, but the Hotline's John Mercurio says it could be a political problem.
You know, it's never a good day for a president when media organizations have boatloads of videotape showing you specifically saying that you don't tolerate leaks in this White House and that anybody who has leaked this sensitive information will be punished. And as it is being alleged, you're in fact the leaker. So politically, the president now has to answer the question about why he was being in some ways very misleading with the public about this issue.
What has the White House had to say about that?
Well, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan held another very contentious press briefing yesterday, during which he tried, I think, to reframe the issue as a national security issue. And I think he was trying to get the press corps and the American public to remember the sort of climate going on in Washington back in 2003. I think he said that there were, quote, wild accusations flying around about the weapons of mass destruction and about some of the claims that the president was making at the time. He said that the president at that point was trying to declassify the information in order to set the record straight.
Now, switching over to Congress this week, the big news on the House side, Congressman Tom DeLay announcing his resignation.
Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the end of the Republican era, and I'm not trying to make any predictions about what will happen in November, but it really is the end of the sort of Republican revolution that began in 1994 with Newt Gingrich, who, of course, has since left the House, Dick Armey, who, of course, has left, Bob Livingston, and now Tom DeLay leaving the House. I think you're seeing a real shift in the Republican mindset, especially in the House. And look, say what you want about Tom DeLay. He obviously faces several legal issues and allegations of ethical misconduct, but he was very good within the Republican conference at winning votes. And I think we saw this week in the House that the Republicans are really struggling to regain that momentum. They were unable under the new House Majority Leader John Boehner to pass a budget. And I think that is very troubling for a lot of people in the Republican conference.
Finally, let's talk about immigration. Senators thought they had reached a compromise bill, and then it all fell apart this week. Tell us what happened.
Sure. They went up to the Senate press gallery. They held a very bipartisan press conference. You had senators up there patting themselves on the back for a very successful compromise. But I think if you listened closely during that press conference, you heard Arlen Specter and other members of the Senate trying to make very clear that this was a fragile compromise, and indeed it turned out to be extremely fragile. They then went back down to the well of the Senate, to the floor, and tried to get the compromise passed. But there were several amendments that several conservative senators, John Cornyn and John Kyle from Arizona, tried to add to the bill. Democrats were unhappy with several of the amendments and were, I think, concerned at that time that the bill, as it left the Senate, would have gone into a conference committee with a much more unpalatable bill from the House. And I think Democrats very concerned about what that bill would end up looking like when it ended up on the president's desk.
Does the stalemate in Congress somehow reflect that the nation is divided over what to do about illegal immigration?
Absolutely. It's a very, very complicated issue with alliances that are really impossible to sort of dissect. And it's not an issue that I think can be resolved over a matter of weeks and months. I think it's the hope of a lot of people that when they do return from the Easter recess, they are able to take it up again because it's a very, very important issue in this country.
John Mercurio, senior editor of The Hotline, the National Journal's daily briefing on politics. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.